8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Prince George's County Fire Chief says that 5-alarm fire at an apartment building under construction in College Park yesterday required what was perhaps the largest fire suppression effort in the county's history. At a massive fire scene like yesterday's, almost as challenging as the fire itself is coordinating the hundreds of firefighters.
There were at least 5 jurisdictions and 200 firefighters on the scene yesterday, bringing them in as usually.
They're fairly seamless. All of the equipment has a radio where we can just change a channel and get on the same channel.
Says Alexandria Fire Chief Robert Dubay, the challenges begin, though, with everyone on the scene.
The accountability of they've got so many people there.
So you have to make sure they're safe and make sure they're where they need to be and when, he says. The D.C. area is unique in its cross-jurisdictional support.
We're pretty fortunate here that I can call any department in the region here and I can get a response immediately.
He says chiefs in the area get together once a month to go over tactics and strategy. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congressional bargainers are said to be making progress toward a budget deal to prevent a federal shutdown this weekend. Their efforts got a boost yesterday when President Trump backed off his demand that money be included for building the wall with Mexico. House Republicans are also vetting proposed changes to their health care overhaul. Bill O'Reilly has broken his silence. After his high-profile firing, he tells his podcast listeners, he's confident the truth will come out.
The former Fox News host still spoke to his followers online. He gave a vision for the future of his website and podcast. Then he talked about what happened at Fox News.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out.
O'Reilly said he can't say a lot now because there is a lot going on, but the truth will come out.
And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken, as I am.
By the way, there were no advertisements played before, during, or after the podcast. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
2 more death row inmates in Arkansas were executed overnight.
Inmates Marcel Williams and Jack Jones have both been put to death, making it the first double execution in the U.S. since 2000. Williams was sent to death row in 1994 for raping and killing a 22-year-old female who he kidnapped from a gas station, while Jones was placed there a year later for a similar crime, but also tried to kill his victim's 11-year-old daughter. The move comes as Arkansas tries to execute inmates before the end of the month when one lethal injection drug expires. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is endorsing Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia. Perriello is running an insurgent campaign against the state party's establishment pick, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Those two will face off in a June primary. Virginia and New Jersey are the only states that will elect governors this year. Metro has begun painting the walls inside Union Station. And not everyone's happy about it.
Given everything, all the other trouble they're having, I can't believe they're wasting time and money on this.
Pat Tiller with the Committee of 100 dedicating to preserving D.C.'s architecture says the paint is ruining the design of Union Station. Metro argues it's just trying to brighten up the station.
But they want the stations to get all cheered up and be brighter and lighter. The easier way to do that would be to put more lights in it.
Tiller also warns once you paint it, it'll have to be repainted in a few years. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,764, the NASDAQ at 5,984. Sports Wizards Hawks are now tied at 2 games apiece after an Atlanta win in Game 4. The Nationals' 7-game winning streak is over as they lose to the Rockies. The O's beat Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush.
We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is Doug Hill. What's your best defense against severe weather? We've got 7 of them. Stormwatch 7. 7 expert meteorologists on your side.
ABC's Doug Hill and Stormwatch 7. Your best defense against severe weather.
He's right. I'm starting.
Start your day right with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Stormwatch 7's Veronica Johnson and Eileen Whalen get you morning ready from your bus stop forecast through the day ahead. And Traffic Watch 7's Julie Wright helps navigate you from points A to B stress-free. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes starting at 4:25 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
where good mornings start. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, seven on your side.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Let's start in Manassas. In case you haven't heard, we have a closure. Accident investigation shuts down the northbound side of the Prince William Parkway between Balls Ford Road and I-66. That'll be your detour point. Balls Ford Road, you cannot get past that southbound side. Your travel lanes are open. On 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas. No problems to report currently on 95, but of course at this hour, starting to see those delays form as you push out of Stafford and Aquia and again toward the Occoquan. Minor crash on the shoulder, but still flashing lights, a distraction. Beltway, Maryland, heading out of Silver Spring to Bethesda, right as you pass Connecticut Avenue over to the left shoulder. On 2995 in the BW Parkway, all heading down to the Beltway currently without any incidents reported. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up. Get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp and dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in. Occasional showers and rain around. And temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today. So kind of raw out there, kind of damp with the decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Springfield, 52 in Frederick, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. President Trump claims he has saved the U.S. billions on F-35 jets. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this going to be rainy Tuesday morning. Joining us later this hour will be Dan McHugh. He's with Montgomery County Young Republicans, and he's going to talk about cleaning up the voter rolls in Montgomery County. At 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth with us to talk about the Virginia gubernatorial race. At 7:35, it's one of the co-authors of that Hillary Clinton revelation book, Shattered, and it's all about what happened during that campaign, all the inside secrets. At 8:05, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner, and at 8:35, it is economist Larry Kudlow. Well, good morning. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
We got a lot of TV news to share with you. A lot of stuff that has to do with the TV that you care about. Mostly, you know, you watch a lot of Fox News. You probably care about these next two stories. Bill O'Reilly, as you know, is no longer with Fox News, but yet he has launched a podcast on his website, BillO'Reilly.com. Right now, it's free. Eventually, you'll have to pay for it. And in his opening podcast, he decided he was going to sort of talk about the elephant in the room. You know, why he left Fox News. Here's a little bit of what he had to say on the podcast. Again, this comes from BillO'Reilly.com.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out. I can't say a lot because there's much stuff going on right now.
Much stuff. He continued.
I'm very confident the truth will come out. And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken as I am.
There's a lot
of stuff involved here.
That's very interesting that you're going to be not surprised, perhaps, but shaken by what you learn in the days ahead.
I didn't get to know Bill very well when I was there. He was on when I was there. Was never on his show. But for radio, I hosted the show ahead of him on the radio a lot. So he would be, they had two studios, so he would be on right after me. The nicest guy to me, yeah, ever. Yeah. Just the nicest guy.
I had great experiences with him as well. Well, there's a little bit more. Here's more of Bill O'Reilly from his podcast.
I can't say any more because I just don't want to influence the flow of the information. Okay, I don't want the media to take what I say and misconstrue it. And you, as a loyal O'Reilly listener, have a right to know, I think, down the lane, what exactly happened. And we are working in that direction, okay?
All right, and that's about all he really said on that topic. He simply, apparently, you know, well, you know, this is often the case when lawyers are involved. You're always cautioned, don't say a whole lot. But he does promise that down the lane, as he puts it, he'll have more to say about this, and you will not be surprised, but perhaps shaken. There you have it. That's what Bill O'Reilly has to say. Now, yesterday there was this story that said, well, the next target of all of this was going to be Sean Hannity. And there was an allegation that Sean Hannity had also been a sexual harasser. And the woman who made these allegations did so in sort of an unusual way. And there was much concern. Oh, what's next? Is this it? Well, Sean Hannity went out and hired a really good lawyer and threatened a lawsuit against this woman. And all of a sudden, it's interesting, she seems to have backed away from the claim of sexual harassment.
I had to tell you, when the Bill O'Reilly thing came out, I was like, well, I don't know. I got to know Sean very well. And Sean has been wonderful to me. He was a mentor to me. He helped me with career moves. I called BS on this the minute I heard it.
It doesn't ring true to you,
no
right?
No way on... No. Sean is caring, loving, nice, treats everyone with respect. I was outraged when I heard this. I call total BS on this one.
All right. Well, so anyway, when he threatened the lawsuit, all of a sudden, the talk of, well, I didn't really mean sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That went away. It started walking it back. Okay, so there's that. Megyn Kelly, who left Fox News for NBC, there had been some question about when she was going to start over at NBC because, you know, when you leave one place and you start a new place, sometimes you have to lay out for a period of time and let contract expires or certain clauses in the contract expire. Not an unusual thing in broadcast. And there's been some question and been ongoing negotiations between NBC and Fox as to when Megyn could first appear on NBC. And we now have the answer to this burning question. She will begin appearing on her Sunday night show in May. And her daytime show will launch, it's a morning show, will launch in June, according to the New York Post. So there you have that. Apparently they've resolved their differences, NBC, Megyn Kelly, and Fox. And we now know she'll appear in May on Sunday nights and in June for that other daytime show.
How do you think that's going to go? I think she made a mistake leaving Fox. That's just me. I don't know how this is going to go for her. You've seen too many people do this, and it doesn't look like Katie Couric.
Yeah. What I wonder about is when you have success in a certain arena and you decide you want to go do something else, sometimes the success does not follow you. I think Megyn Kelly is a really bright human being, and I worked alongside of her at the Fox Bureau in D.C. for many years, and I never saw anybody who picked it up faster, understood things almost instinctively, and went from being someone who knew very little about TV, she was basically trained as a lawyer, to being a pretty good TV talent, and for many people's mind, the hot property in broadcast television right now. It'll be interesting to see. I think the Sunday show might do well. I always wonder about morning shows. Morning audiences are very fickle, so it's hard to know how that's going to work out. But we'll watch it and see. That's going to be an interesting thing. Will people, you know, take her, you know, in a new venue? That's the question there. And then finally, this story about Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is having a good run in what you call the key demographic. If you don't know about ratings, you know, they look at it. I don't know why they do this, but they do. They believe that the most important thing as far as the advertisers are concerned are the key 25 to 54 demographic. You look at the total number of listeners, and that's called the 12 plus, but then, you know, you want to look at these people between 25 and 54, they really spend the money, so we want to know where they're doing. Well, Rachel Maddow is coming in number one right now in cable news in that key 25-54 demographic and has had a four-week winning streak starting in March at number one. So there's that.
Which is interesting because that's MSNBC and Fox has always ruled that.
Yeah, it always has. And now with the changes at Fox and Tucker going to 9, I think Tucker will do well at 9. I don't really worry about Fox News as Joe Concha has said. They don't reshuffle, they reload. And they've got a very deep bench and tremendous loyalty on the part of viewers. Remember, Bill O'Reilly never lost viewers. He lost advertisers.
It's true. And that is a good point.
That is a very good point. So I don't think we're going to see too much of it. We'll see. We'll keep on monitoring and see how it goes. But there's the very latest in TV news, a whole bunch of it. Right now at 6:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Georgia Avenue, trying to get down to the Beltway and Forest Glen. Do have a crash, a little bit of volume, but stick with it. It won't cost you too much extra time, 2 extra minutes. Southbound Georgia Avenue after the light at Dennis Avenue, but before you get down through to the Capitol Beltway. On the Beltway itself, as you push through Silver Spring, obvious time of the morning for those delays to start to fill in. Once you pass Connecticut Avenue, still have a little bit of volume, but the minor crash, it was over to the shoulder, but you know those flashing lights, that'll be a distraction for us. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, wide open. Inside the Beltway, though, 50, I'm already seeing the backups before you get to 202. Northbound, 295 as you come off the Beltway out of Oxon Hill, slows to the Naval Research Lab. Manassas, closed. Accident investigation shuts down the Prince William Parkway, northbound at Falls Ford Road. That's your diversion point. Southbound lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, fog maybe, occasional rain this morning, breezy, high of 61 tonight. We'll see a low of 57 degrees. Now tomorrow, 75 and cloudy. Then looking down the week, Thursday, sunny in the upper 80s. Friday in the upper 80s. Saturday in the low 90s. And again, Sunday in the upper 80s. So warmer temperatures ahead. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees, but sort of a raw day on tap for today. 6:16 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walters here on Mornings on the Mall. And, boy, a lot of North Korea news to bring to you. Where do I start? There's so much. First of all, North Korea is conducting massive live fire drills amid tensions in that region right now. Of course, very worried about what the North Koreans are going to do and what kind of action they might take. There have been some satellite imagery that apparently our government has looked at, which suggests to them that there is activity around their nuclear test site. And this always concerns them. They know when something's about to happen because there are certain things they look for with their satellites when they pass over that site. And they apparently are seeing activity that concerns them. I want to mention that today, April 25th, is a big day in North Korea. It's a military celebration day. And often, when they do something, they do it on April 25th. So I guess we're sort of watching really, really closely right now to see whether Kim Jong-un is going to do something, another nuclear test of some kind on this particular day. If that does, it will escalate the tensions that are already pretty high right now. The USS Carl Vinson is now apparently on the job there, not too far from the Korean Peninsula. And then we have just read this morning that the USS Michigan, a nuclear sub, has come to port in South Korea right now and is apparently there visiting, which is a very high-profile thing. A nuclear sub visiting in South Korea sends a message to the North that we're serious about this. This is a missile sub, cruise missile sub, and that's something to be taken, I think, very seriously. We are putting up a show of force in that region and supporting our South Korean friends. Now, tomorrow, an unusual thing is going to happen here in Washington. 100 senators have been invited to the White House for a briefing on North Korea. And we're talking about a very high-level briefing. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, will be involved in this briefing of senators. Secretary of Defense Mattis will be involved. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Director of National Intelligence, former Senator Dan Coats, will be involved in briefing all 100 senators who were invited there. You know, maybe not all will go, but all of them have been invited. And when we started trying to get some more information about it, because that's very interesting and very rare, the White House made it clear that this was a briefing that had been requested by the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So they said, we are hosting it. We have a place for it. You have to do this in a secure area, I'm assuming, and we can handle that, but this is at the request of Mitch McConnell. What's going on there? I don't know, but it's a very interesting development in this story. Why would all 100 senators be called over or go for a briefing on North Korea? it certainly raises my political antenna. Trump has made recent phone calls to China and Japan to try to get China to bring some pressure to bear on North Korea and reassure our Japanese partners that we're there for them. And so we have all kinds of stuff going on there. And then there's this other story which suggests something interesting. A lot of people will try to make this connection. I don't know that you can make this connection because I think these things get planned way in advance, that there's going to be a big security drill here in the nation's capital tomorrow as well. And making the case that, you know, isn't it interesting that, you know, we got the Carl Vinson arriving, we got the senators being briefed, we got this this very important military day in North Korea, all of these things coming together at once. At the same time, we're doing a big security terrorism drill here in the nation's capital. I don't read too much into that because I think those things are planned way, way in advance. But a lot of news relating to North Korea right now.
Yeah, they're the locations include neighborhoods in the northeast and southeast quadrants of the district, Prince George's County and Arlington and Fairfax counties. And they say residents in those neighborhoods will be notified ahead of time to expect the exercise. So since it's going to be tomorrow, I'm kind of hoping people have already been notified.
Yeah. If you're, I guess one of the things you should need to know, if you see something unusual tomorrow, don't freak out.
Right.
It's a training exercise. And those things sometimes catch people by surprise. We have had cases in Washington, D.C. in the not-too-distant past where they conducted a training exercise but forgot to alert people.
How do you forget that?
I don't know.
How do you forget to alert people? That just seems to be number one on the list. But they are going to have, it will involve multiple sites. They will have actors posing as casualties. So I can see that if you are not paying attention, that you would panic and think that this, and I guarantee you, there will be multiple calls to 911 tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe so.
From people who aren't paying attention.
Never mind, it's just a drill. Hey, listen, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner is going to be here, and perhaps she can shed some more light on this meeting of senators going to the White House for a big briefing, a really big briefing on North Korea. It is now 8:21 on WMAO.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
It looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go to meeting. Try it free.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here is a secret your life insurance company does not want you to know. Seniors have been selling their policies for over 15 years. If you're over 65, call the experts at Crosspoint Life Settlements at 800-450-1826 to see if you qualify. Never surrender or lapse your policy until you really know what it is worth by calling us at 800-450-1826. Crosspoint works with financial professionals, assuring their clients maximize the value of their policies. Call 800-450-1826 or go online to sellmypolicynow.com for valuable information. A Crosspoint representative is available to help you. Stop paying premiums and get your cash today. Crosspoint Life Settlements, a new look at life insurance. Check us out at sellmypolicynow.com, sellmypolicynow.com, or call 800-450-1826.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll go around the Beltway. We're good. Annandale Tyson's a great time to get going. Topside, though, we do have the volume through Silver Spring. And just as you pass Connecticut Avenue, that's where we have the crash. It's on the shoulder, so it's still causing us some slowdowns. Getting down to the Beltway, Georgia Avenue, southbound. You're hitting delays now before the light at Dennis Avenue, but the crash up ahead prior to getting to the Beltway before you get to Forest Glen Road. 270 right now, just the volume starting on the increase here as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown again in Gaithersburg. DC 295 northbound. I'm still watching those delays growing. DDOT says, yep, now they're looking for a crash. Northbound 295 as you approach the Naval Research Lab. Be aware of that. And for 395, now seeing those delays as you come off the Beltway to Landmark. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
More damp than dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in, occasional showers and rain around, and temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today, so kind of raw out there, kind of damp with a decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, sort of a raw gray day. It is now 626 on WMAL.
Well, coming up, joining us at 7:35 will be Amy Parnes, and she's one of the co-authors of this really hot book, Shattered, and we have talked about it numerous times on the air here. This book is from an insider in the Hillary Clinton campaign who came forth with all the dirty secrets and everything that really went on. We all wanted to know what really was going on in that campaign, what was going on behind the scenes, especially on election night. Well, some more revelations from this book have come out, and we'll get more from Amy at 7:35. But apparently within 24 hours of her concession speech, Hillary Clinton blamed her defeat on the FBI investigation and Russian interference. That Russian interference narrative started within 24 hours of that loss, which just goes to highlight again for me the brilliance of the left. They have their narrative prepared and ready to go no matter what the situation is. They're amazing when it comes to that.
Apparently, there was a conference call with John Podesta and Robbie Mook, and they hatched this thing, and it became the narrative going forward. But interesting how that story is sort of faded.
It is interesting.
Interesting observation. Maybe because there was nothing to it to begin with.
What happened to the investigation?
I don't know. 628 on WMAL.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Let's clean up those rolls, those voter rolls in Montgomery County. There are new developments. Dan McHugh with Montgomery County Young Republicans will join us to tell us what has happened in just the last 24 hours. 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. They're still watching for hot spots this morning at a College Park apartment building under construction where there was a 5-alarm fire yesterday. That fire was contained late yesterday thanks to the efforts of over 200 firefighters from 5 area jurisdictions. The fire even forced the University of Maryland to close because of poor air quality. A man died in a fire in Woodbridge overnight, and Prince William County Police are treating it as a homicide. The man was found dead in an apartment on Sherbrooke Circle. A U.S.-guided missile submarine has arrived in South Korea for what one defense official describes as a show of force amid tensions with North Korea.
We're hearing differing reports as to why it's actually here, this submarine. We're hearing from the U.S. Naval Forces Korea that actually this is a routine stop. This is a routine dock in Busan port on the southeastern tip of South Korea and was pre-planned. But then we are also hearing from a U.S. defense official that it's a show of force.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Montgomery County elections officials plan to have another look at the county's voter registration procedures after allegations by a conservative watchdog group that the voter rolls are filled with names of people not eligible to vote. Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is endorsing former Congressman Tom Perriello for governor of Virginia. Earlier, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont also endorsed Perriello, who is running against Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam in the June Democratic primary. And a Howard County playground that was destroyed by arson is now scheduled to reopen. Officials plan a ribbon cutting today to mark the reopening of Huntington Park Playground. That park has been closed since that May 2015 incident. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,764, the Nasdaq at 5,984. Sports, the Hawks overpower the Wizards to take Game 4. Baseball, the Nationals lose for the first time in 8 games. The O's get back on the winning track with a victory over Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The problem with being overweight is that it's a downward spiral. You know you should work out, but feel tired and heavy, so you don't. Believe me, I know how hard it is to start. It's Larry O'Connor here to tell you, don't beat yourself up. There's no reason to feel bad or guilty. Do what I did and jumpstart your transformation, starting with the right nutrition. Working out can come later if that's what you want to do. EMP is a nutritional-based program that works. I'm going for 5-mile runs now, comfortably, and I can't imagine not running. EMP 180 helped me get to this state, a state of healthy, happy, energized, a state of empowerment. With EMP 180, you know what you're going to have for breakfast, what to snack on, what's for lunch, and then a dinner of steak, chicken, or fish and veggies. The veggies that are best for me. My runs are awesome because I'm not lugging around that extra 30-plus pounds. You've got this with EMP 180 Weight Loss by your side. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes, others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in the Ballston area, crash on Glebe Road at Wilson Boulevard. Do watch for police direction to get you through that intersection. We have one car, looks like, into the Jersey Wall. Out to Manassas, it's complicated. Accident investigation, this has been going on since 3 in the morning, closing northbound Prince William Parkway between Balls Ford Road and 66. Traffic is being detoured on the northbound side. Completely separate incident now, south of that. On the southbound side of 234 at the Prince William Parkway, traffic is stopped there at Sudley Manor Drive with a crash. So each direction with two separate incidents, two closures. Over to 234 Sudley Road, heading up toward 66 toward your destination. That could work as your alternate. On 66 in Manassas, Fair Oaks, as you come up to the Beltway with the heavy delay. DC 295 northbound, boy, slow now off of each loop of the Beltway crossing the Wilson Bridge and going north toward the Naval Research Lab with the crash, should be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet Tuesday, hopefully you packed along the rain gear. Rain in the forecast, occasional rain around, most of it light for the first part of the morning, then into the day, the rain picks up a bit. As low pressure tracks to our east, a gusty northeast breeze, 61. Still some showers around tonight, 57. Tomorrow, 75, mostly cloudy. Thursday, more sun than clouds, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Burke, 52 in only 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is now 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Coming up later in the show at 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth will be with us to give us an overview of the Virginia gubernatorial race. At 7:35, it is author Amy Parnes, and she's going to give us the lowdown on her latest book, Shattered. It is just a fascinating book. At 8:05, it's Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner, and at 8:35, economist Larry Kudlow is here, and I'm Mary Walter, alongside Brian Wilson.
There is something wrong with the voter registration rolls in Montgomery County. As it turns out, there are more people on the rolls than there are in the county people who are of voting age. Now, something can't quite add up there. More people on the rolls than there are in the county who are currently voting age. So something's wrong there. Something needs to be cleaned up. Our friends over at Judicial Watch have sent a note to a letter to the people in Montgomery County, the only jurisdiction, by the way, they sent one to in the state of Maryland, saying you need to clean up these things, these voter rolls, and get these the people who are not eligible or died or whatever it is that they're while they're still on the rolls and they shouldn't be. You need to clean this up. And if you don't, then we're going to take you to court. Yesterday, they decided that they would indeed start working on those rolls. There was a public meeting. Among those who was in attendance is our friend Dan McHugh of the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He joins us now on the line. Hello, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mary. How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this meeting yesterday and how it went.
Well, you know, it was a fairly well-attended meeting, more than usual, I believe, at the Board of Elections because of the nature of what has been reported by Judicial Watch last week. We have 104% now voter registration in Montgomery County, which is very concerning, obviously, that we now have, you know, more registered voters than we have people that are eligible to register to vote in Montgomery County, as Judicial Watch has found. But it's very, very concerning. And, you know, there's a lot of people showed up and voiced their concerns. The chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party, Dick Jurgeny, called for the resignation of the person that, like, basically the person in charge of the Montgomery County Board of Elections, not the president, but the longtime staffer there.
Right.
Margaret Jurgensen. So, I mean, it was certainly it was quite a scene.
Now, they claim that they have already removed, so one wonders how bad it was at one point, already removed 76,000 names since June of 2015.
That they have. They have removed quite a bit. But the issue, you know, I believe that the reason we have voter roll irregularities in Maryland, more specifically Montgomery County, is we're suffering from a hangover from the previous administration, the O'Malley administration. You know, there were laws passed while he was governor that were very reckless and unethical, in my opinion. Things like giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And also, now they allow 16-year-olds to register to vote, but they're still not able to vote until they're 18. But the thing is, they're on the voter rolls as active voters until they turn 18, but they can't vote, which makes absolutely zero sense. And not to mention the fact that Montgomery County, we already have 16-year-olds and illegal immigrants allowed to vote in Tacoma Park in city elections. And as I discovered yesterday talking to the State Board of Elections, that apparently Tacoma Park, because their voter rolls are so weird, that they aren't even counted in Montgomery County voter rolls. But anyway, you know, I think that this is those type of things are very predictable. This is a very predictable situation we're in based on some of these reckless laws that were passed while Martin O'Malley was governor in Maryland.
So they say it takes up to 4 years, two general elections, to get a name removed from the rolls. Can you tell us just quickly what the process is in order to have that done?
Well, they go through the list every so often, I guess, and yeah, they determine things like they claim, you know, if you're dead, moved out of the county. You know, yeah, I guess if you've left for college, perhaps, or, you know, military, you know, stuff like that. And so that can get you removed, obviously.
Let me just stop you right there. If someone's dead, why does it take 4 years to get them removed?
Well, that seemed to be a question nobody had a great answer for. It was very, you know, very frustrating, obviously. They are so worried about the Democrats and Montgomery County officials and others. They're so worried about voter disenfranchisement. So they're like, well, we don't want to remove somebody so quickly. I think that, you know, they send someone a postcard. You know, if they give them time before they remove them, obviously. But it's very frustrating that if you have somebody that's dead, it takes 4 years to get them off the rolls. They essentially could vote in two elections before they're even removed.
In some jurisdictions, they have gotten the list of names of people who were called in for court duty. And there are a fair number of people who show up for court duty and say, you know what, Your Honor, I can't serve on this jury because I'm not a U.S. citizen. And yet, if you cross-reference the people on that list with the people who are on the voter rolls, you find that they may not be a U.S. citizen, but they certainly are on the voter registration rolls. And those names, it would seem to me, should be immediately taken off.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, our state, in its infinite wisdom, granted them the ability to get driver's licenses back in, I think, 2013. And if you have a driver's license, it makes it a lot easier to register to vote. And they are registering to vote in our state. CASA de Maryland has their community organizers help them do that. And so that's what's been happening. And supposedly they said at the meeting that illegal immigrants are removed if they are caught, if they're caught on the rolls. But again, if they're not caught, and not all of them are, then they are voting. And you know what else they said was interesting? They've even caught 16-year-olds voting, believe it or not.
Really?
That they've actually had to eliminate votes that 16-year-olds have tried to vote. Yeah.
Well, because if you can't ask for ID, a 16-year-old can very much look like they are older than they are, and so you don't question it and you let them vote.
Absolutely. And the other thing is we have 10 early voting locations in Montgomery County as well. And so with all these people still on the list, if you could get a list of, you know, 100 dead people, you could go around, you could at least, one person could probably cast at least 9 votes pretending to be somebody else at the 10 early voting locations in Montgomery County, especially since you don't need an ID. All you need is the birth date, the address, and the name or whatever. So that's, yes, this definitely, you know, more indications that voter fraud could happen if we don't get these rolls cleaned up.
All right, well, Dan, we have to leave it right there, but thanks to Judicial Watch for raising this issue, and thank you for going and attending and telling us what happened there yesterday. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Well, recently I received a letter from my dentist, and he was my dentist for more than 20 years, and he announced that he's retiring. So Larry O'Connor told me I had to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I did. I went and I visited their office. I have to tell you, I can't say enough wonderful things about them. I'm not a big fan of going to the dentist, and I have a couple of issues. So I got to know them, and I felt so comfortable. I told them about what makes me nervous to see if they could handle it. And they said it was no problem. It's all perfectly normal. I didn't feel judged by them at all. The dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry specializes in people like you and me who get nervous when it comes to go to the dentist, or maybe you even get downright fearful of going. Well, they put you in control of your appointment. They don't rush you. So if you're anxious, they can give you a little something that will calm you just before your appointment. If you're fearful, you can literally sleep right through it. They want you to be comfortable so that you can get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, and you're not one of those people who puts off a dental visit until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through the district, a tweet from D.C. police says a dislodged manhole cover. So essentially, manhole cover not there on Independence Avenue eastbound between 11th and 12th Street. So if you're heading from 14th Street taking eastbound inbound Independence Avenue, right in that stretch, crews are trying to get this manhole cover situation taken care of. So keep alert if they're not there yet, because you don't want to hit that for sure. All right, let's get you DC 295. It's been a struggle. Had the crash. It's been off to the shoulder for some time. Northbound 295 as you pass the Naval Research Lab. It is jammed solid, leaving the Beltway. In fact, even as you come out of Virginia, watch on the Wilson Bridge. That's slow to go north on 295. Now crash in the backup reported. If you're coming from Maryland, your backup's beginning near St. Barnabas Road. But if you take 210 instead of 295, you're dealing with the crash after Livingston Road. Manassas, you need to hear this, because we have two separate serious accidents. Northbound shutdown between Bells Ford Road and I-66. Fatal crash, an investigation underway. And southbound 234 Prince William Parkway, that's closed right now at Sudley Manor Drive. As your option, 234, business 234 will work for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp and dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in. Occasional showers and rain around, and temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today. So kind of raw out there, kind of damp with a decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 647.
That can only mean one thing. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and this was a much ballyhooed interview that he was going to have with her. And one of the reasons why, and I know a lot of people are like, why is everybody interviewing Caitlyn Jenner? Here's the thing. Caitlyn Jenner has come out, obviously, a transgendered man, now a woman, high profile, because Bruce Jenner, he was Bruce Jenner, so high profile. People know who he is. This is a big deal. Did this very, very publicly. And a Republican. So that's a big deal because this, I think it flies in the face of what the left's narrative is. So Tucker asked Caitlyn Jenner why she voted Republican. And I thought her answer was very interesting. And also, she comes out to talk about President Trump and how she's disappointed now in President Trump.
I'm on the Republican conservative side.
Right.
And he wound up being our candidate. And so certainly I was going to vote for him. He looked like he would be pretty good on all LGBT issues, which is important, because my loyalties do not lie with Donald Trump. My loyalty do not lie with the Republican Party. Right. My loyalties and what I'm fighting for is my community, the LGBT community, and particularly the trans issues that are out there. Because there are many of them. And so that's where my fight is. And I thought Trump would be pretty good, but he's kind of disappointed me in the first 100 days.
Right.
Everybody's so disappointed in President Trump on the first 100 days. I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner thought he was going to do, wave a magic wand. I don't know what he thought was going to happen with President Trump there. What I also thought was interesting is she said, I'm not a one-issue voter. I believe in limited government. I believe in the Constitution. I would rather convince the Republican Party to do a better job when it comes to all LGBT issues than try to convince the Democrats to lower taxes and lower regulations and let our country thrive financially. So I think most people agree with that aspect of this. But here's the thing. The left cannot go after Caitlyn Jenner on her politics because the LGBT card, especially someone who is committed to the transgendered issue, trumps being a Republican. That is more important to them than her political views. So they just ignore her. And I thought that was interesting. And I give her credit. She came out, coming out as a conservative in Hollywood, I think is probably right up there, probably harder than coming out as being transgendered.
I think the Democrats are right to ignore her. I think Republicans should ignore her. I don't care what Caitlyn Jenner has to say. I don't care what Bruce Jenner had to say. I don't care. I don't understand why anybody pays this any attention. It's just a freak show.
Well, because you disagree with the transgender issue, but
I don't disagree. I just don't think that this person's opinion about political matters at all.
You called it a freak show. Which had nothing to do with her political matters.
It's all part of the Kardashian freak show, as far as I'm concerned.
That I will agree with, but I think that, we'll have to disagree. It is 6:51 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. While building 5 successful businesses, I've experienced fires, water damage, employee problems, and just about every problem you can imagine. But I have to tell you, one of my least favorites is having to tell my wife, honey, the business needed some cash, so I had to hock the house. And waiting for her response of... If bankers weren't so strict, we small business owners wouldn't need to mortgage our homes to help our businesses. But they are, so we do. That's why I built Patriot Software, to give you an extremely affordable payroll solution so you don't have to hock your house. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It is now 6:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Checking at the news desk at CNBC, here's Tanya Hansen.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow component, DuPont, reporting better than expected earnings and revenues. DuPont posting a profit of $1.64 a share on strong demand for seeds. DuPont has moved from selling its farm products to retailers and distributors, focusing instead on selling directly to farmers. Eli Lilly posting earnings and revenue that beat Wall Street estimates. Lilly reporting a 7.5% increase in revenue as the drug maker benefited from new products, including the diabetes treatment Trulicity. Samsung says it will roll out two software fixes for its new Galaxy S8 smartphone this week. Users have complained about red-tinted screens and patchy Wi-Fi connections. The company says they are not product defects, but that it's offering fixes for customers' comfort. Puma's retro basketball sneakers, promoted by celebrities like rapper The Weeknd, is sending demand soaring. Puma says it's pulled forward orders booked for the second quarter to meet first quarter demand. Variety reporting Netflix will debut in China through an original content licensing deal. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
6:55 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I feel like it's pre-panic here with all the rain predicted. We have so many accidents. Be careful here. We'll start Virginia 95 in Woodbridge. Fire and rescue units have made it to the scene of the crash just north of the Occoquan, northbound 95. Stay at the two left lanes to get by, and you're just jammed solid on the brakes there. On to the Beltway. If you're heading over to the Wilson Bridge, tractor trailer broken down. They have a second tractor trailer there. Lots of help. Right lane blocked on the outer loop at Telegraph Road before you get to the Wilson Bridge. Then 295 north, jammed at the Naval Research Lab in Malcolm X with two separate accidents. If you use 210, you're struggling to get by Livingston Road. 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound crash, but it slows you in each direction. So you can see we're really going to need some extra time heading through town in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp and dry on this Tuesday as the rain's coming in, occasional showers and rain around, and temperatures only in the low 60s with a northeast breeze today, so kind of raw out there, kind of damp with a decent amount of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 6:57. Here's another blow to the friendly skies, but probably with good reason. And remember, recently, the Trump administration and the folks over in the UK banned the use of laptops and iPads and those kinds of things, tablets, that kind of stuff, on flights from certain Mideastern countries. So if you're in a Mideastern country and you're flying to the UK or US, you had to check your laptop and put it in the belly of the plane. You couldn't carry it in the cabin. And this was, a bit of a surprise, caught people a little unprepared. Many people believe it's because we must have picked up some intelligence that suggests that there is some kind of threat out there that we needed to take this action. Well, now, there are a whole series of stories out there this morning suggesting that inbound flights from Europe to the U.S. may face these same laptop tablet restrictions. So, in other words, if you're in the U.K., if you're in parts of Europe, and you're flying to the United States, you would not be able to carry your laptop in the cabin. It would have to be checked into the belly of the plane where they could do a more thorough search and the dogs could go over and all that kind of stuff. So, apparently, whatever is going on out there, whatever whatever our intelligence agencies have picked up, they have become concerned enough to expand this ban. I just got to tell you, when this story first came out, I said, it's just a matter of time. I think we may all be facing this ban, and that's going to be a big thing in America if they bring this to domestic flights, because I mean so many people count on having their laptop to get work done when they're going to a destination. Business people now log in at from 30,000 feet on the Wi-Fi. So anyway, the rule is this: if you're in right now, it's just the Middle Eastern countries, but don't be surprised if later today you hear that this has been extended to European flights into the United States.
Would you check your laptop?
See, that's a concern, because, you know, that's a very expensive piece of equipment.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would if I had to, because, you know, there's some place I wouldn't want to go. So I don't ever travel without a laptop. I always have one with me.
Yeah, leave it home. Enjoy your vacation.
Well, but it's not just vacation. If you're going on business, you need this kind of equipment.
But
Well, I know, but I mean, yeah, if I'm going on vacation, it's no big deal. But if I'm going on a business flight, as the vast majority of weekday travel is, you need your computer.
You can ship it ahead.
Yeah, that'll work. So now I'll be out without my computer for 4 or 5 days. That's a good idea. Well, listen, we'll keep an eye on that story as we go forward. Coming up on WMAL.
Amy Parnes, one of the authors of that tell-all book about the Clinton campaign, Shattered. She will be joining us coming up.
And we'll get an assessment of where the Virginia gubernatorial race stands right now with Dr. Stephen Farnsworth. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.